Vítajte pri počúvaní podcastu projektu Ezechiel. Modlíme sa, nech počuté slovo vo vašom srdci prežiari každú tmu a prinesie stonásobnú úrodu. Prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
Ďaká Bohu, vidím tu nové tváre. Ja som Valerio, som z Talianska.
So don't speak much Slovak.
Takže nehovorím moc slovensky.
But not because I didn't go to school. I went to school, but only to the wrong one. Okay.
Nie, že by som nechodil do školy a nenaučil sa jazyk, ale proste som chodil do zlej školy, do inej.
So. Now is the teaching. Now I'm using the microphone. Before it was just a joke.
Takže to bol vtip. Teraz začneme vyučovať.
As you can imagine, this morning after long, long fasting and prayer and etc., the Lord gave me a word for tonight.
Ak si viete predstaviť, po dlhej rannej modlitbe a postení sa mi Pán dal tému dnešného večera.
It is from the book of Jeremiah.
Je to z knihy Jeremiáš.
Thanks to God is from the chapter 31st onward, because before is only troubles.
Vďaka Bohu je to z kapitoly 31 a ďalej, pretože tie kapitoly predtým sú iba problémy.
The first 30 chapters of Jeremiah are not good to read for those who don't like bad luck.
Prvých 30 kapitol Jeremiáša nie je dobre čítať pre tých, ktorí nemajú radi nešťastie.
Thanks to God.
Vďaka Bohu.
Give me Jeremiah 31st.
Mi Pán dal, že kapitola 31.
From 15 to 17. And now we are going to see it.
A hovoril ku mne o veršoch 15 až 17.
Just the Lord wants to speak about his blessing for us.
Pán chce hovoriť o svojom požehnaní k nám.
The Lord has many blessings for us.
Pán má pre nás veľa požehnania.
That's what Matthew was about to speak some concrete really tangible blessings.
A Matthew vymenoval veľmi konkrétne hmatateľné znamenia požehnania.
And also in America when I was with Matthew.
Keď som bol v Amerike s Matthewom.
They have a way of saying.
Majú tam porekadlo.
They say I count my blessings.
A voľný preklad by bol, že počítam svoje požehnania.
This means I am aware of what the Lord is doing for me.
Som si vedomý toho, čo Boh pre mňa robí.
So tonight we will speak about one of these blessings.
A dnes budeme hovoriť o jednej z týchto foriem požehnania.
The blessing of consolation.
Požehnanie útechy.
Healing are for when we are sick.
Uzdravenie je, keď sme chorí.
Consolation is for when we are almost to desperation.
Útecha je, keď sme zúfali.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah 31 starts exactly with a bad situation.
A vlastne Jeremiáš 31 začína takou zlou situáciou. Prečítame.
Jeremiah 31 from 15 to 17.
Verše 15 až 17.
Thus says the Lord.
Toto hovorí Pán.
In Ramah is heard the sound of mourning.
V Rame je počuť kvílenie.
A bitter weeping.
A náreky.
Rachel mourns her children, she refused to be consoled.
Rachel oplakáva svoje deti, odmieta byť potešená.
Because her children are no more.
Pretože jej deti už nežijú.
Thus says the Lord.
Toto hovorí Pán.
Cease your cries of mourning.
Prestaňte smútiť.
Wipe the tears from your eyes.
Zotrite si slzy z očí.
The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward.
Smútok, ktorý ste ukázali, bude odmenený.
Says the Lord.
Hovorí Pán.
They shall return from the enemy's land.
Navrátia sa z krajiny nepriateľa.
Oh. And then it says, there is hope for your future, says the Lord.
Je nádej vo vašej budúcnosti, hovorí Pán.
Your sons shall return to their own borders.
Vaši synovia sa vrátia k vašim hraniciam.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm pretty sure that some of us already heard these words.
Som presvedčený, že niektorí ste to už čítali.
They are also in the Gospel of Matthew.
Sú totiž spomínané aj v Evanjeliu podľa Matúša.
In the church, some...
Takže minimálne ste to počuli v kostole, v kázni. Yeah. Alebo kde.
Now, sometimes in life we come to a point of such deep sorrow that even we refuse to be consoled, you know. Yeah.
Niekedy v našom živote dospieme do takého momentu smútku a zúfania, že odmietame byť potešení.
On the other hand, we need to acknowledge that sometimes it's very hard to console people, you know, because the situation is, the tragedy is very big.
Na druhú stranu musíme uznať, že niekedy ľudia zažívajú takú tragédiu, že potešiť ich je ťažké.
We stay there with them,
but sme tam s nimi.
Really is hard to say anything.
Ale je naozaj ťažké niečo povedať.
Because at times words are totally powerless.
Sú chvíle, kedy slová aké by boli bezmocné.
But tonight we are speaking about not just normal consolation, we are speaking about the consolation that comes from the Lord.
Ale dnes nehovoríme o bežnej úteche ľudskej, hovoríme o Božej úteche.
The word of the Lord sometimes are very uncomfortable, but they are never empty or powerless.
Božie slová sú možno nekomfortné, ale nikdy nie sú prázdne a bezmocné.
The words of the Lord have the power to console and to rebuild.
Božie slovo má moc potešiť a obnoviť.
So in this topic, in this quotation, we can see how the Lord consoles us.
Takže v týchto veršoch vidíme, ako nás Pán potešuje.
He has three main point.
A sú to tri kľúčové body.
First of all, he brings light on what we are going through.
Najprv prinesie svetlo do tej situácie, ktorou prechádzame.
Then because of light, it brings meaningfulness.
A vďaka tomu svetlu prináša zmysel toho.
It helps us to understand the value, the importance and the aim of what we are going through.
Pomáha nám pochopiť hodnotu a cieľ toho, čím prechádzame.
And then it closes with the promise for future.
A nakoniec to uzaviera s prísľubom pre budúcnosť.
Which is always a blessing of the Lord.
Čo je vždy požehnaním.
Amen.
So
tak? Now we are going to see these three points.
Takže pozrieme sa na tieto tri body.
First of all, the Lord brings light into your situation.
Poprvé, Pán prináša svetlo do tvojej situácie.
I don't know how much you are acquainted with the book of Jeremiah.
Neviem, no. Ako si oboznámený s knihou Jeremiáš.
This big tragedy about Jeremiah is speaking about.
No to je, táto tragédia veľká, o ktorej Jeremiáš sa tu vyjadruje.
It speaks when the Babylonian deported the whole people of Israel.
Bolo to v chvíle, kedy Babylončania vlastne odvliekli Izraelitov do zajatia.
Just imagine that your whole city is totally deported.
Predstav si, že celé tvoje mesto je proste deportované.
In a land that you have never seen before.
Do cudzej krajiny.
You don't know what you will find there.
Nevieš, čo ťa tam čaká.
And beside that, for an Hebrew, to go out of his land is going out of the blessed land of the Lord.
A okrem toho, pre Hebreja v tej dobe znamenalo odísť zo svojej krajiny Izraelu strata požehnania.
Out of the promises of the Lord.
A byť mimo Božie prísľuby.
From blessed to curse.
Je to ako keby ísť z požehnania do kliatby.
So it is a situation of utterly despair.
Že je to situácia absolútneho zúfania.
It says, as a matter of fact,
dokonca je tam napísané.
She refuses to be consoled.
Odmieta byť potešená.
Because her children are no more.
Pretože jej deti už nie sú.
This is the situation of these Jews who were living, all the people of Israel, of Judah, Israel were living.
Toto je situácia, v ktorej vtedy Židia žili.
But there comes the light of the Lord.
Ale tu prichádza Božie svetlo.
It says,
je napísané.
Thus says the Lord.
Toto hovorí Pán.
Cease your cries of mourning.
Prestan nariekať.
Because the sorrow you have shown shall have its reward.
Pretože smútok, ktorý si preukázala, bude odmenený.
It tells to me, for instance, an example in Italy when we go on the highways, you know, there are many tunnels, you know.
Viete, a pripomína mi to situáciu v Taliansku, keď ideme po diaľnici, je tam veľa tunelov.
Some are pretty short.
Niektoré sú krátke.
So just before entering you already see the end, you know.
Už keď do neho vchádzaš, už vidíš v podstate koniec.
Some are pretty long, let us say.
Niektoré sú dosť dlhé.
And you see in the distance there is a little white light.
Možno v diaľke vidíš malé svetlo.
Tell you that is the end of the tunnel.
Hovorí to svetlo, aký by ti ukazuješ, tam je koniec.
And then there are others that are so long that they tell us before, look, it is 20 kilometers long, don't look for exit.
A potom sú také, ktoré sú 20 kilometrov dlhé a proste nemôžeš očakávať východ čo skoro.
And this is what does the Lord with his light.
A toto je to, čo ako Boh koná so svojím svetlom.
He let us immediately know where the end is.
Dáva ti hneď vedieť, kde je ten koniec.
He tells us, you know, he tells us that our pain will find their stop.
Hovorí ti, že tvoja bolesť bude mať koniec.
For those who have read the book of Genesis, which happened to be the first in the Bible.
Pre tých, ktorí čítali knihu Genesis, ktorá je zhodou náhod prvá v Biblii.
When our great ancestors were casted out of paradise.
Keď naši prvorodičia predkovia boli vyhnaní z toho raja.
Even in that occasion God gave them the good news.
Dokonca aj v tej chvíli im Boh dal dobrú správu.
This will not be a forever situation.
Toto nebude trvať večne.
There will be an end.
Bude tomu koniec.
There will be a restoration.
Bude obnovenie.
Because this is what the Lord does.
Toto je to, čo Pán koná.
He brings light.
Prináša svetlo.
So that we can see.
Aby sme mohli vidieť ten koniec.
Even when the end is not really close, but
aj keď ten koniec nie je blízko.
We know.
Ale my vieme.
We are going to see this end.
Ale my vieme a na to budeme presvedčenie, že ho uvidíme ten koniec.
Out of this tunnel.
Že vyjdeme z toho tunela.
We are going out of this disease.
Že vyjdeme z tejto choroby.
We are going to laugh of these past troubles.
Vyjdeme z týchto minulých problémov.
Because one day our present situation will be just a long past ago time.
Pretože v jeden deň tá zlá situácia bude len minulosť.
So this is the first work of the Lord.
Toto je prvý spôsob, ako koná.
He help us to see.
Pomáha nám vidieť.
There is an end.
Že je koniec tej zlej situácie.
On the contrary, the devil is does exactly the contrary, yeah.
A zase naopak, Satan robí opak.
He brings darkness.
Prináša temnotu.
He brings certainty that there is no exit, you know?
Prináša pocit vedomia toho, že nie je koniec tohto
so
stavu.
It brings desperation.
Takže prináša zúfanie.
And then we can read that somebody killed himself or herself or killed also the others, you know?
A potom čítame, že niekto zabije seba a iných.
Because is this what darkness bring?
To je to, čo temnota prináša.
Darkness bring destruction.
Temnota prináša zničenie.
The light of the Lord always brings life, hope and trust.
Svetlo Božie vždy prináša nádej, dôveru a život.
Even Jesus said to his disciple.
A Ježiš povedal svojim učeníkom.
I was there, I remember.
Bol som tam, tak si to pamätám.
I am the light of the world.
Ja som svetlo sveta.
Sorry, advantage of
prepáčte, age. Že tak stipkujem.
Sorry. Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
Ježiš hovorí, ja som svetlo sveta.
He who follows me,
ten, kto ide za mnou,
will never be in the darkness.
Nebude nikdy v temnote.
So, also in this situation, this word applies perfectly.
A v tejto situácii toto slovo platí.
Even if we are going through a very deep, thick darkness,
aj keď ideš hlbokou temnotou,
we need to find the word of God.
Musíš nájsť slovo Božie.
Because from there light comes.
Pretože z neho pramení tvoje svetlo.
And we will start to see the end of the tunnel.
A začneš vidieť koniec toho tunela.
So first of all, this is what the consolation of Jesus does. It brings light.
Toto je prvá vec, čo potešenie Ježišovo prináša do tvojho života.
So that we
svetlo.
Can see the end of the problem.
Aby si videl koniec toho problému.
But also much more.
Ale aj viac.
The second point is it brings meaningfulness.
A druhý bod, ktorý prináša, je zmysel.
Very often when we suffer, you know, it's not just because of the suffering that we are suffering.
Častokrát, keď trpíme, nie je to, že iba trpíme.
We are suffering also because we don't see the end.
Trpíme nielen preto, že nevidíme ten koniec toho trpenia.
And we don't understand why are we going through this.
A nerozumieme, prečo týmto musíme prechádzať.
What value there is in this suffering.
Alebo aký to má vôbec zmysel, hodnotu toto.
Jesus and God always has the power to give meaning even to the meaningless thing.
Ježiš, Boh má moc dať zmysel aj tej veci, ktorá sa ti javí bezvýznamná alebo nemá bez zmyslu.
And somebody may say,
niekto si povie,
what meaning can have the tragedy of the deportation of the Jews to Babylon?
Aký zmysel mohlo mať tá deportácia židovského národa do Babylonu, do zajatia?
If we go to the Gospel of Saint Matthew,
ak pôjdeme do Evanjelia podľa Matúša,
chapter 2,
druhá kapitola,
16-18,
verše 16 až 18,
we can read exactly the real meaning of this suffering.
Môžeme si prečítať skutočný význam tohto utrpenia.
Matthew 2,
Matúš 2,
16
až 18.
When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi,
keď si Herodes uvedomil, že bol mudrcmi oklamaný,
he became furious.
Rozhneval sa.
He ordered the massacre of the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity.
Rozhodol sa dať zabiť všetkých chlapcov v Betleheme a v okolí.
2 years old and under.
Ktorí mali menej ako 2 roky.
In accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi.
Podľa termínov, ktoré sa dozvedel od týchto mudrcov.
Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet.
A tak sa naplnilo, čo bolo prorokované prorokom Jeremiášom.
A voice was heard in Ramah.
V Ráme bolo počuť nárek.
Sobbing and loud lamentations.
Plač a lamentáciu.
Rachel weeping for her children.
Rachel oplakáva svoje deti.
And she would not be consoled.
A už nebude potešená.
Since they were no more.
Pretože už nie sú.
Look. When this
Pozri,
happened.
Kedy sa to stalo?
It happened immediately after, shortly after the birth of Jesus.
Stalo sa to tesne po narodení Ježiša.
Shortly after the coming of the Savior.
Tesne po príchode Spasiteľa na svet.
So all these sufferings of the Jews.
Takže všetky tieto utrpenia Židov.
Even though they were due to their sinful nature,
aj keď sa museli stať kvôli hriešnej podstate ľudí.
So maybe they have felt this was the deserved punishment.
Možno si mysleli, že toto je cena za ako trest
even
za to.
Though this,
aj keď toto,
all this suffering are in line with the coming of the Savior.
Všetky tieto utrpenia vyúsťovali do príchodu Spasiteľa.
All our suffering in our life.
Všetko naše utrpenie v našom
even
živote.
Though at the present we may not understand well why.
Aj keď mu v danej chvíli možno nerozumieme.
But they are into the stream of the plan of salvation of Jesus for each one of us.
Zapadajú do plánu spásy Ježiša s každým jedným z nás.
And this brings to my mind a quotation from Romans 5:16.
Toto mi prinieslo do mysle verš z Rímanom 5. kapitoly 16.
Which, let us say, now we are going into some, how do you say, sophisticated theological issue, you know.
Teraz vstúpime trošku do takej teologicky komplikovanejšej otázky.
Anyway, by the grace of God, let us say,
každopádne.
Try to understand better, you know. Romans 5:16, it says, and the gift is not like the result of one person's sinning.
Dar nie je výsledkom hriechu jedného človeka.
For after one sin there was the judgment.
Pretože po hriechu bolo odsúdenie.
That brought condemnation.
Ktoré prinieslo zatratenie.
But the gift after many transgressions brought acquittal.
Ale dar po mnohých prestúpkoch priniesol milosť.
How many understood this very simple and basic concept?
Koľký z nás rozumejú tento veľmi jednoduchý koncept?
Basically it says this, you know.
V podstate to vyjadruje toto.
Ever since our great, great, great ancestors, they started to sin.
Odkedy naši pra predkovia začali hrešiť?
We are fresh from the Philip retreat, we already remember this surely.
Viacerí sme boli čerstvo na kurze Filipa, ak from, si to pamätáme.
From that disobedience,
od tohto neposlúchnutia
came punishment,
prišiel trest.
And we are paying the consequences.
A my platíme ten dôsledok.
But it says,
je napísané,
the one disobedience brought all this punishment.
Všetká táto neposlušnosť priniesla tieto tresty.
But the grace of God,
ale Božia milosť,
here it speaks,
jedna neposlušnosť priniesla
here
tento trest.
It used the word gift, but it is the grace of God, comes after many transgressions.
Takže Božia milosť je dar a prichádza po mnohých utrpeniach.
An example very close to our life,
Príklad blízky nášmu životu.
When a parent has a child who is disobedient, you know,
keď má rodič dieťa, ktoré je neposlušné,
a certain point,
v istý moment,
he may start to discipline the child, you know,
ho začne napomínať, vychovávať.
He doesn't understand in the easy way, must understand in the tough way, you know.
Že ak dieťa nerozumie po dobrom, musí po zlom.
But then what happened?
Čo sa potom deje?
If the child keeps going wrong,
ak dieťa stále je neposlušné,
you have two choices. One,
máš dve možnosti.
To kill the beast,
zabiť ho,
or to forgive for complete, you know.
Alebo odpustiť úplne.
In the case of us,
v našom prípade,
God had the same choice.
Má Boh tú istú možnosť.
To destroy us,
zničiť nás,
or to forgive it for complete.
Alebo úplne odpustiť.
So,
takže,
our many sufferings, you know,
naše mnohé utrpenia,
even when they come after many disobedience,
aj keď prichádzajú po mnohé neposlušnosti,
in reality, they are attracting the grace of God.
V skutočnosti priťahujú Božiu milosť.
As a matter of fact, God has a big heart for those who are suffering.
Pretože Boh má v skutočnosti veľké srdce pre tých, ktorí
trpia.
He
is the merciful.
On je milosrdný.
The merciful doesn't mean that he makes a distinction between those who suffer well and those who suffer bad, you know.
A milosrdný neznamená, že rozlišuje medzi tými, ktorí trpia viac a trpia menej.
Merciful is merciful.
Milosrdný je milosrdný.
So whenever we are suffering,
takže vždy, keď trpíš,
this suffering is attracting
toto utrpenie priťahuje
the love of God,
Božiu lásku do tvojho života.
And so we, takže, even though when we are apparently without meaning in our life, in reality,
aj keď nemáme zmysel tohto v našom živote,
we are coming more deep into this plan of salvation.
V skutočnosti vstupujeme hlbšie do Božieho plánu spásy s tvojim životom.
And also there is other meaning.
A je tam aj iný význam.
Purpose.
Iný zmysel.
Let's read James 1:2-4.
Pozrieme sa do listu Jakuba, 1. kapitola, verše 2 a 4.
Before reading this, James asked to me and I suggested him, you know.
Predtým, než to Jakub napísal, sa ma spýtal, ja som mu poradil.
Why when I speak everybody laughs? I don't understand.
Anyway. Nerozumiem, prečo sa všetci smejú, keď hovorím.
James 1, chapter 1, James 1, from 2-4.
Takže prvý list Jakubov, verše 2 a 4.
It says, consider it all joy, my brothers,
považujte to za radosť,
when you encounter various trials,
keď čelíte rôznym utrpeniam.
For you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Rôznym skúškam, pretože viete, že skúška vašej viery prináša vytrvalosť.
And let perseverance be And let perseverance be perfect.
A nech je tá vytrvalosť vo vás dokonalá.
So that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Aby ste boli dokonalí a úplní a nič vám nechýbalo.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It says that
hovorí to.
While we think in the obviously in the devil plans, our suffering are meant to destroy us.
Takže môže nás napadať, samozrejme, že diabol chce to utrpenie použiť, aby ťa zničil.
In God's plan,
v Božom pláne,
our suffering are meant to build us up.
Sú tieto utrpenia, ktorými prechádzame, ich zmysel je to, aby nás to budovalo.
It says that that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing.
Je tam napísané, aby ste boli dokonalí a úplní a nič vám nechybalo.
A strong marriage.
Silné manželstvo.
You can see it after years, not after weeks or days.
Môžeš ho vidieť po rokoch, nie po dňoch alebo týždňoch.
On the first years everything is perfect and beautiful.
Prvé roky je v manželstve všetko ideálne, nádherné.
But then, yeah, but then the life presents its bill to each one of us.
Ale potom život prinesie svoj účet každému.
And there is where the marriage either is destroyed or becomes a real strong marriage.
A tam sa to ukazuje, či je manželstvo zničené, alebo sa stáva naozaj silným.
Even in this case I speak out of experience because I look to the others.
A dokonca hovorím zo skúsenosti, pretože sa pozerám na druhých.
Sorry. And not only this.
A nie len toto.
So, takže, first of all, light.
Svetlo.
Light help us to see the end of the tunnel.
Svetlo nám pomáha vidieť koniec tunela.
Second of all.
Druhá vec.
Meaningfulness.
Zmysel.
Our suffering have a purpose in God's plan.
Naše utrpenie má zmysel v Božom pláne.
First of all, they put us into the salvation of Jesus for us.
Najprv nás vovádza do Ježišovej spásy pre nás.
As a matter of fact, Jesus doesn't save us despite of us. He save us when we say yes to him.
Ježiš nás nezachraňuje kvôli nám, ale pretože mu hovoríme áno.
He's not treating us like a dog, you know.
Nechová sa k nám ako k psovi.
They want to go to the park, but the man want to walk on the street, so the dog have to walk on the street. It's not like that.
Že není to ako, že keď pán chce s psom kráčať cez park a ide po chodníku, tak aj pes musí s ním.
Jesus saves us completely only when we say yes to him.
Ježiš nás zachraňuje iba vtedy, keď mu úplne povieme áno.
And so through the trial we come closer to him.
Čiže skrze tú skúšku sa mu približíme.
In second of all, this suffering are working in our favor.
A druhá vec, tieto utrpenia fungujú v náš prospech.
And to make the circle complete.
Aby sme dokončili tento kruh.
Jesus always give us and God give us a promise.
Ježiš nám vždy dáva prísľub.
A blessing.
Požehnanie.
First of all, it says.
Najprv je tam napísané.
Always in Jeremiah 31 verse 16.
Jeremiáš 31:16. Je napísané.
The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward.
Smútok, ktorý si ukázala, bude mať svoju odmenu.
At the end of the day,
na konci dňa,
we will have something in our hands.
Budeme mať niečo vo svojich rukách.
Which will make us to look backward and say, look, after all I was happy in that condition.
Čo nám akoby spôsobí to, že sa pozrieme spätne a uvedomíme si, aha, bol som šťastný v tom čase.
I have already given in few occasions my personal testimony how the Lord bring new life and healing in my life. You
know? Mám svedectvo, ako Boh priniesol nový život a uzdravenie do môjho života.
So whenever I look backward to see this, I feel that this was a very happy time for me, you know.
Čiže vždy, keď sa kúknem spätne, tak si uvedomím, že to bol šťastný čas pre mňa.
But I have to look deep into the details to remember that they was not happy at all. Actually was very unhappy.
A keď sa v skutočnosti pozriem vlastne na tie detaily, tak si uvedomím, že neboli až tak šťastné, ale boli nešťastné.
But because of the promise and the blessing of the Lord.
Ale pre Boží prísľub a jeho požehnanie.
They all this sorrow have changed into a happy memory.
Sa všetko to utrpenie zmenilo v šťastnú spomienku.
So the Lord tells to each one of us tonight, eh?
Tak Pán dnes večer chce každému jednému povedať.
The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward.
Smútok, ktorý si ukázal, bude odmenený.
Says the Lord.
Hovorí Pán.
So this is a promise for each one of us.
A to je prísľub pre každého jedného z nás.
Surely Quite a few of us are going through something tough.
Isto, niektorí z nás prechádzajú ťažkými
vecami. And tonight the Lord give us this promise.
A práve nám Pán dáva tento
prísľub. You will have a reward.
Budeš mať odmenu.
You will gain something substantial.
Budeš mať niečo, čo ti to nahradí.
And also part of the blessing is your sons shall return to their own borders.
A tiež súčasťou toho požehnania je prísľub, že tvoji synovia sa vrátia k hraniciam.
Since the tragedy here was the deportation.
Keďže v tomto kontexte tragédiou bol odchod, deportácia.
The complete deportation of everybody.
Úplná deportácia celého národa.
From the king to the slave, everybody was deported.
Od kráľa k otrokovi všetci boli deportovaní.
The promise of the Lord in this case is a promise of restoration.
Čiže prísľub Boží v tomto kontexte je obnovenie.
And historically speaking, even we are living these days because Israel can't go back to its land, you know.
A dokonca to vidíme v tejto dobe, keď Izraeli, Židia sa mohli vlastne zrátiť a vytvoriť svoj vlastný národ Izrael.
But this is also a promise for us.
Ale je to prísľub aj pre každého z nás.
Right in all the things we have gone through.
Skrze tie veci, ktoré prechádzame.
All the burdens we have carried on.
Všetky tie bremená, ktoré sme niesli.
All the ways we were harassed by enemies.
Všetky tie veci, kde sme zažívali útlak od Satana.
We will be restored.
Budeme tam obnovení.
We will be rebuilt up.
Budeme tam znovu vystavaní.
Amen. So let's give a big clap to the Lord because his word.
Zajme potlesk Bohu.
Never fails.
Pretože jeho slovo je verné.
So, concluding.
Takže záver.
We conclude.
Záver.
Good. Now, our desire is that the Lord take us free from any kind of troubles, you know.
Naša túžba je, aby nás Pán oslobodil od každého problému.
And we all have experience of this, you know, when we meet with the Lord somehow, we are set free, we experience healing.
A máme s tým skúsenosť,
you know,
čo sme sa stretli s Ježišom, tak sme zažili jeho dotyk, jeho uzdravenie, jeho oslobodenie.
But this doesn't mean that all the problems will be gone.
Ale neznamená to, že všetky problémy automaticky z tvojho života zmiznú.
Those problems who just can bring us destruction to us, you know.
Zmiznú tie, ktoré ti môžu priniesť skutočný zánik, zničenie.
Let us say, for instance.
Napríklad.
Someone who is harassed by some demons, you know.
Niekto, kto je obťažovaný démonmi.
What of kind of good can come from it?
Čo z toho je dobré?
There is clear that the Lord.
Je jasné, že Boh.
Wipe out the table, you know. No problem at all.
Výženie.
Out.
Von.
But other problem situation.
Ale iné problémy, situácie.
The Lord will deliver us.
Aj Boh nás tam vie oslobodiť.
But how?
Ako?
Through the gift of consolation.
Skrze dar útechy.
It will give us vision.
Dá nám víziu.
To see the end.
Vidieť koniec.
It will give us, it will show us that his heart is so big and so powerful that even what has no sense for us has a big meaning for him.
Dá nám presvedčenie, že jeho srdce je tak veľké a láskavé, že aj komplikácie, ktoré vidíme, pre neho je to nič.
He will show us that is the Lord is so powerful that use this problem to build us up.
Ukáže nám, že je tak mocný, že použije tento problém, aby nás vybudoval.
Now, you know, when you are sick, let us say you go to the doctor.
Povedzme si, keď si chorý, ideš doktorovi.
And the doctor gives you medicine to fix you.
A doktor ti dá medicínu, aby ťa liečil.
But the Lord is funny because, you know, he doesn't use the medicine, he uses the problem.
Ale Boh je v tomto taký srandovný, pretože
stronger,
on ti nemusí dať tú medicínu, ale on použije ten problém, aby ťa vybudoval,
vyliečil.
Toto je Božia moc.
This is the power of Jesus.
To je Ježišova moc.
He doesn't need to give us multivitamin.
Nemusí nám dávať iba multivitamín.
Spiritual multivitamin.
Duchovný.
He uses our problems.
Vie použiť tvoj problém.
For our good.
Pre tvoje dobro.
Of course.
This is
when.
Pretože.
When we are in line with him.
Iba vtedy, keď sme v jednote s ním.
When we submit to him.
Keď sa mu poddáme.
When we trust him.
Keď mu dôverujeme.
But this is the point.
Toto je kľúč.
That for sure in some situation we need to search for deliverance, for freedom, for healing.
Samozrejme, sú situácie, kde potrebujeme hľadať uzdravenie, oslobodenie.
But in other situation,
ale sú situácie,
in order to get free, we need to look for the consolation of the Lord.
Aby sme tam boli oslobodení, musíme hľadať útechu od
Boha. Because look what the Lord can do with each one of us.
Pretože pozri, čo Boh vie urobiť s každým jedným z nás.
Another one who took counsel from me is St. Paul.
Ďalší, kto si zo mňa vzal radu, bol svätý Pavol.
Very modest, don't worry.
I will not translate.
2 Corinthians 1.
Druhý list Korintianom, prvá kapitola.
3, 4.
Verše 3 až 4.
St. Paul upon suggestion wrote.
Prvá kapitola, verše 3 a 4, druhom listi Korintianom. Pavol píše.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Požehnaný nech je Boh, Otec nášho Pána Ježiša Krista.
The Father of compassion,
Otec všetkej útechy
of all encouragement,
a Boh všetkého potešenia,
who encourages us in our every affliction,
ktorý nás pozbudzuje v každom našom zápase,
so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction,
aby sme my boli schopní potešovať tých, ktorí zápasia,
with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God,
s povzbudením, s ktorým sme my sami povzbudení Bohom.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is another wonderful work of consolation from the Lord.
A toto je ďalšie úžasné ovocie útechy od Boha.
The Lord wants to be each one of us to be agent of his ministry of consolation.
Boh chce každý jeden, aby sme boli vyslancami jeho útechy.
There are no, according to what is written here, he speaks about any kind of affliction.
Podľa toho, čo tu je napísané, je to o akékoľvek probléme, o akékoľvek zápase.
Situation problems.
Neexistuje situácia, problémy.
That cannot be touched by a real consolation from God.
Ktorých by sa Boh nevedel skutočne dotknúť svojou útechou.
That's why it's important for us first to receive this consolation.
A preto je dôležité pre nás prijať najprv útechu od Boha.
Because also this is a very wonderful way to experience the love of God.
Pretože to je skvelý spôsob, ako zakúsiť Božiu lásku.
In the presence of Jesus in our life.
A prítomnosť Ježiša v našom živote.
And so we become even more and more efficient as evangelizers.
A tak sa staneme ešte viac efektívni ako evangelizátori.
Amen. And now, as an example,
a teraz ako príklad.
Look how the things of the Lord are. Just last night we were visited by Ondra from Czech.
Pozrite, ako sú veci. Včera sme boli na návšteve, bol Ondra z Čech.
We couldn't meet him the weekend because both of us were
cez víkend sa to nedal stretnúť, ale teraz.
And he gave us a wonderful testimony that he speaks exactly about this. Mati will share with us because he went to the right school, so he can speak.
A to boli svedectvá, ktoré už aj Matej spomínal. A potom povedal vtip.
Perfect example of what the ministry of consolation is, you know.
A to je perfektný príklad toho, čo je služba útechy.